Very stupid. And I feel stupid because I've been trying to understand Simon Kol Zayin now for about a week and a half, and I'm supposed to be saying Shir on it right now. I guess I am saying Shir on it right now, and I don't fully get it, but we are going to do the best we can. So let's go. There is a machlokas between the Riva and Rabbeinu Baruch. It's quoted in the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is the halachic work of Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch is one of the four major Talmidim of the Ribal HaTosfos. And in the Sefer HaTruma in Simin Lamed Hei, so the Riva tells us a case about if I am pouring fish, Dagim Ketanim Harbe, from one keli to another, and then ultimately I end up finding that one of the dagim was a dag tame, right? One of the fish is a treif of fish. So zok the riva, everything is going to be treif, even though sach hakol I have more than shishim keneged this treif fish. But the fact is, in the course of pouring, what happens is I now have less than shishim corresponding to the treif fish. Therefore, the Riva says that the mutter fish that are together with the usser fish at the end now became usser, and now I have a lot of usser fish, and I no longer have shishim keneged the usser fish, and that's why it all remains usser. That's the sheet of the Riva. Rabbeinu Baruch disagrees. Rabbeinu Baruch says, "Biram nirali d'mutarin kulon." All the fish are going to be mutter. Kevan sheyesh rov dagim chutz lemayim. Imkein ha'asurim shebeteich ha'mayim mu'atin betelin bohem. He says, the usser fish is going to be butl to the mutter fish. The usser fish, touch the chol hashar. He says, ein bekach klum, that's not a problem. Dele kaman pirashdi dedover she'eno usser machmas atzmo ela machmas iser. Eino oser benegiyah ledavar acher afa pisha shneim chamim elen ken yeshna b'mayim roischim shneihem yachad achrei kein she'oz molichin hamayim es habliya shal iser b'shar hachatichos. Meaning, the Rabbeinu Baruch says it's all going to be mutter because it's batel b'roiv. I shouldn't be batel b'roiv because I don't just have one tray fish, I have a bunch of tray fish, because that one tray fish asered the other fish. He says no. The halacha is that a fish that becomes usser machmas davar acher, that a fish that absorbs iser, let's say, does not have the capability of assering other things unless they are all inside the liquid. But when it is a yavesh, then they're just touching and they're dry, so it won't asser the other fish. That's Rabbeinu Baruch. Okay, so let's chazer. Riva says that a bunch of fish became usser, and therefore it assers everything. Rabbeinu Baruch apparently is saying that no, that lemaisa, the tray fish, is still going to be batel b'roiv. Many fish became usser. So zok there, yeah, those fish became usser, but those fish that became usser don't have the capability of assering the fish in the second keli. Oh, see, we have two things of water, right? I'm pouring fish from this keli into this keli. Even though lemaisa acher kichlos hakol is going to be perhaps an usser fish at the bottom, which will asser the other fish, but those second fish that became usser, it's a blia of isser, and they don't have the ability to asser the fish that already landed in this keli, because a dover that's usser as a balua can't asser anything else. Huh? Without relative. Right, that is the Rabbeinu Baruch. Good? This concept, that dover ha-usser with as a balia doesn't asser other stuff out, doesn't asser other things unless there is relative. What? Even if there was water, so then the problem is, and it's like I'm cooking the fish together. You're tining, maybe it's a cliche or something.
No, or I mean, if it's only Isser Balua.
Iser balua will aser other things, are you their relative? If there's real liquid, Iser balua will aser other things. That is in Kuf Hei Sif Zayin.
And if it's a balua, then there's shishim.
Again, if there is balua, if, so then, now let's say I have four fish that remain at the end, so four fish are aser, right? But three of them are Iser balua, yeah. So what's your question?
But when I pour those into the second pot,
right?
Is there shishim keneged?
There's not shishim keneged all four fish. There's only shishim keneged one fish. I'm not reckoning all four fish, right? The bleas are what?
There can't be more bleos in the assorted fish that became usher than there was in the dot coming to begin with. Right.
Well, remember, if I hold of Chanan, I have some magical way of basically expanding. So the Pashtus is that these Rishonim are assuming that there's a din of Chanan b'shari surim. Now the Mechaber does not hold of Chanan b'shari surim. So according to the Mechaber, what's the problem? So what's the issue? So Rav Abel Cohen, in the Badei Shulchan, right at the beginning of this din, he says he thinks that the Mechaber holds, even though we don't have Chanan b'shari surim, but we hold of Eshel Seich Tai Oser, like we learned in Kuf Vav, so in Mela all the fish can't become mutter. Right? I can't purge those fish.
I was just going to say that these four are going to be Oser, but everything else is not going to
be. But I don't know which. But I don't know which is which. So it's Batu Barov Alt Yavesh B'Yavesh. It turns to Yavesh B'Yavesh. Okay. I mean, that certainly is a possibility. And when assuming that it's not going to be a burial, which is not bottle, because it's not an Isser Machmas Atmo, and we're assuming that that's one of the definitions of burial, that certainly is one way of learning it. So that would be a svara why everything should be mutter. In other words, what Rabbeinu Baruch would be saying, according to that, is that everything is going to be mutter, because even though four fish were usser, but lamaisa, they're going to be bottle, the type of bittle of yavish b'yavish, which is really what he says, right? Rabbeinu Baruch really begins by saying it's bottle, that's what we read, and then he goes on to say, oh, it's only an isser that is balua, and therefore, because it's only an isser balua, you need relative to make it usser.
What's the
svar
of the
osrim? Good. Right? The Riva Taka says it's Usr. What's the Pshat in the Riva? Good Tasha. So let's talk. So it could be that the Pshat is Azoi. When we say that to become, first of all, there's an issue in the Tzir. What exactly is the case over here? The Badei HaShulchan and Sif Katan Vav gives us three possibilities as to what the case is, but the Pashtus in Rabbeinu Baruch is that the case is that first I strain the liquid and then the fish come out. No? First I am draining the liquid, then the fish are coming out. Now, when I drain liquid, so Lamaisa, the liquid doesn't become completely removed. There's going to be a little bit of liquid that stays behind. And Bazechokim, the Riva, and the Rabbeinu Baruch, says the Sefer Minchas, says the Sefer Megillah Sefer in one of his lines. Basically, the Rabbeinu Baruch says, you know what, only one fish is really going to be Aser. Only one fish is really going to be Aser. Why? Because the fish can't aser the other fish because there's no real relative here. But the Riva's going to say no. The Riva's going to say that the little bit of liquid, remember, it's not bone dry, the little bit of liquid that remains is enough to be considered right of, and that small amount of liquid is going to be capable of asering all the other fish. Does that make sense? In other words, the machlokas is the shiur of what is considered rotav to create this din that an usser thing can only asser, some that absorbed isser can only asser other things. Are you they rotav? How much liquid do I need to be rotav?
So why is it not shishim?
Huh?
Why is it not shishim?
So the mitzias is going to be that I don't know that you have shishim, or it could be that I'm choshesh, that so many fish were left behind with the usher fish at the end, that I'm not going to have shishim keneged it, says the Riva, and therefore it's all going to be Aser.
It's not just the idea that they touched each other. We're not just talking, we don't think that they all touched each other.
The fish that all touch each other at the very end, in the second Keli?
No, in the first.
In the first Keli, so the fish that touch each other become an Iser Balua.
I mean, because there still is some left.
There's still...
It's like, it might be a Klippa or something.
Okay.
So
but
fall in the second Kedera, why is it?
And then when I pour into the second Kedera, the Mitzias is going to be that there's not Shishim Keneged all of the fish that come at the end.
Even though there was Shishim when it was
even the though if it's Kol Zman, it's here, there's only one fish that's really treif. Only one fish is a Dag Tameh, and they have 62 fish altogether. What? Louder?
I mean, there's water in the first pot. With the water, there was
with the water for sure. With the water for sure, there's Shishim. After the water has been drained, so now in the second pot, apparently Rabbeinu Baruch is saying, it's still going to be bottled, maybe it's your type of taruv. It's a taruv of Yavesh be Yavesh. And that's why, according to Rabbeinu Baruch, it's going to be bottled. But the Riva is saying it's not going to be bottled. Right? And the Riva says, even once it's not going to be bottled, right, the Riva says, Memela, it assers everything. Right? Everything is usher because lemaisa I have a shtickle rotav that remains behind. This is a machlokas between the Chavestas and the Yad Yehuda. In the Badei HaShulchan and Basar B'Cholov on page Reish Yod, he points out a big machlokas as to how much liquid is considered rotav to trigger this din. Maybe this is part of the machlokas between the Rabbeinu Baruch and the between the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Riva.
But according to that, it means that the Riva and the Rabbeinu Baruch weren't talking to each other. Rabbeinu Baruch was claiming that it's Batul Barov, but what he really meant to say was...
It's Batul Barov out...
It's not answering everything else because I hold up the Chavis Das, so therefore...
It's all part of the Miskeret. In other words, once it's not answering everything else because I hold up the Chavis Das, right. So therefore it's going to be Batul Barov at Haruvus of Yavish B'Yavish. And the Riva is going to say no. Right, if I was going to say I hold like the Yad Yehuda, and Mela it all becomes Aser. This is not easy, gentlemen. We're trying to get pshat together. Now, let's go on. There are a few possible tsiurim in this case. The tsiur, the way we did it, is that I drain all of the liquid before I pour the fish. Let's say. That is the tzir that the Shach himself prefers. However, the Mechaber and the Ramah have a tzir that I am gradually pouring both Dagim and Mayim together. Right? We haven't even started talking about Beitzim yet. That will confuse matters even more. But I'm pouring both Dagim and Mayim together. And that's the case according to the... according to the Mechaber and the Rama. Says the Shach in Sifkat and Aleph, in this latter tzir, when I'm pouring both the Dagim and the Mayim together, so it's not Shayich that Rabbeinu Baruch is Mekol Legamre. It has to be that L'chol HaPachas it's going to be Usur Kedei Klippa. Because L'maisa, a Klippa of treif fish, comes and touches... Right, lemaisa there's iroi. Lemaisa is iroi from pot one that contains a tray fish and other fish that became usser from this tray fish, and then it lands in pot two. So in pot two, right, the fish are going to have to be usser l'chol apachos kedei klipa according to Rabbeinu Baruch. But that's what the Shach says. Correct. Now, in mekainim hadavarim. That means that the Riva holds that in part two it is going to be Usur Bekulai, not just Kedei Klippa. Right? In other words, if the Shach says Usur Kedei Klippa, right, it can't be that it's not Usur Kedei Klippa. Right? That's why in my Shulchan Aruch it's like six lines on the bottom in the Shach. The Sula Beis Yosef, the Klippa, al Kopan and Be'inan, Velom Necho Ka'ela et Lesser Hakol. So why would it be that everything is Aser. Lamaisa, Irui, only Aser is Kedei Klippa. Why would the Riva possibly say that everything is Aser? So there are two mahalchem that I'm aware of here. One mahalach is found in the Shach himself in Kuf Hei Oishes. The Shach over there writes, in his discussion of Dover Gush, the Shach writes, Ayin Mashakasov Bereish Simin Kuf Zayin. Like five words. What does the Shach mean? The Shach means, presumably, that the Riva, who asers Bekulai, right, is talking about, oh, the fish land on the other fish. It's not in a klisheni, right? It's not really Eroi even. The fish are a Dover Gush. Dover Gush is always considered a kli rishon, and that's why it asers Bekulai. That's what that Shach means. One mahalach. Another mahalach is found in the Prima Godim in Sifsei Das, letter Beis. There, the Prima Godim, or here, the Prima Godim writes that the Minchas Yaakov are the notes on the bottom of the Torah's Chatos. You could find this in Simen Nun Aleph. It's the Minchas Yaakov Os Aleph. The Minchas Yaakov says, what's the reason why Eroi only asks a klipa usually? Because we have a sugya, whether ilo govar, tato govar, it's a discussion in the Gemara in Psachim, and that's talking about cham l'toich tzoinen. But let's say I have a case of cham l'toich cham. Let's say I have a tato that itself is hot. So in that situation, the Minchas Yaakov is mechadesh. That's going to be usser bekulo. Therefore, in our case, I'm pouring the hot fish with the liquid. That's the mitzvah of this case. See your bays. I'm pouring fish and liquid into a second keli. It's hot in the second keli. Once it's hot, so what happens? Right? When the eroi comes afterwards, I can't say it's only going to be kadei klipa, according to the Riva. It has to be aser bekulai. Because the only reason why Eroi Aser is Kadei Klipa is because, oh, the bottom is cold. But in this often, that the bottom is considered hot, because it is hot. Look at it. It's hot. There's steam coming up from it. No? So it asers Bekulo. That's what the Minchas Yaakov says. Now, what this means is a fewfold. If the machlokas between the Riva and the Rabbeinu Baruch is either about Dover Gush, or about Eroi on top of a hot item, La Halacha we paskin like Rabbeinu Baruch, no? So that means that La Halacha we hold that Dover Gush is not going to Aser, right? And La Halacha we hold also that we don't say this Chiddush that when there is Cham Tachton, it Asers Bekulo. Right? La Halacha, we reject both. That's what should emerge according to this analysis. Because now, in the Sefer Kinyan Deya that I have by my Makom, so he wants to say as follows. He wants to say, maybe the Shach in Kuf Hei Osches is wrong. Because the Shach is saying, oh, I see from this din in Kuf Zayin that Dover Gush Asers Bekula, that Dover Gush Asers, right? Dover Gush is considered like a Kli Rishon. One second, but that's not true, because once I have the Prima Godim calling the Minchas Yaakov, so I only see that a combination. Basically, our case in Kuf Zayin is a combination of both the Dover Gush and when it's Cham B'Tachton. So Mehecha Tesi, I can prove from here anything about Dover Gush when it's only Dover Gush. That's his Ha'ara, which I think makes sense. So far, so good?
But there are Klaatan in Halacha we consider Klisheni Kitsonein, no?
We consider a Klisheni Kitsonein. So the Minchas Yaakov is being Mechadesh that the din of Klisheni, in Metzias it's really Cham, so then I can't say that it's considered tzonin. His raya is, how do you understand the riva? In other words, the riva.
So I have a shach. I have a shach.
the Shach based on Dover Gush.
Yeah.
And that, so I have two possibilities, which happen to coalesce in this case.
Right.
So that means that the only thing I know is when both possibilities are true together. Right? But then I really should not be machmir on Dover Gush. In other words, the Shach and Kufay is also shver because Lemaisa Rabbi Mubarak is Megal. Right? And the Shach himself says that being Kuf Zayin, oh, we held like Rabbi Mubarak. Right? So this whole issue is really troubling. How can the Shach prove from Kuf Zayin to be machmir on Dover Gush when we hold like Rabbi Mubarak? Nosaf al kach, I have the out of the Minchas Yaakov. You're right. The Aruch HaShulchan Paskins, of course, Kli Sheni is considered tzonin. Even if it's hot, it's tzonin, halachically. Yeah, but the Minchas Yaakov's point is still well taken in terms of the Hezber of the Riva.
So it's not going to be a kasha from the Aruch HaShulchan because maybe the Aruch HaShulchan was going in Rabbeinu Baruch.
He will be passing Rabbeinu Baruch, of course. I mean, I think that's pretty... Fine. Now, Lemaisa. Mechaber tells me that when I cook eggs, many eggs together, so I should not take eggs out of the mixture when it's still hot, because maybe there's going to be a beitza treifa that will aser the other eggs. Rather, I should wait till it cools down. That's what the Mechaber says. The Taz points out that the Mechaber is saying lo yotzi im, I should not take it out. In other words, it's a din l'chatchila. Bidi eved, if I took it out, says the Taz b'shem the Torah's chatas. If I did take it out, bidi eved, it's going to be okay. Why? Because even the Mechaber holds like Rabbeinu Baruch, not like the Riva. That's the Taz's ha'ara. Revival Cohen points out that it's still interesting. You see, beitzim is a little bit different than dagim. In the case, usually, when you cook the... I don't know how big the fish are, but apparently, when I cook lots of fish together, I have many more lots of fish than there are lots of eggs when I cook lots of eggs together. One of the major svaras lahakal that we've been discussing is bit, that the reason why everything is going to be okay is because there's bittul. But bittul might only be shayich in the case of fish. Bittul might not be shayich by eggs because I cook fewer eggs together than I cook fish. Right? And that's what the Smag says. The Smag, lahalacha, distinguishes between fish and eggs, fish and eggs. And it's not just the Smag who makes this distinction. When all is said and done, the Taz makes us chilik also. The Taz and Sifkat and Dalet says that there's a chilik lahalacha between fish and eggs. That eggs is going to be usser, but fish is going to be mutter. If that's the case, it's a little bit shver. How come the Mechaber chooses the case of eggs rather than the case of fish? Why does the Mechaber tell me that by the eggs I should wait till it cools down? Right? The main discussion that we're having here is about fish. Eggs is more usher than fish. Why do we choose eggs? Why does the Mechaber choose eggs, not fish? So the Prima Godin says, that's precisely the Pshat in the Taz. This is the Prima Godin, Mishpatos Os Aleph. When the Taz says that even the Mechaber holds, like Rabbeinu Baruch, that's Mutter B'di Eved, Zok the Prima Godin, that the Mechaber is telling us a chiddush. The chiddush is, and even the Rabbeinu Baruch would be mako on eggs also, not only on fish. Right? That's what emerges. Now, in the Badei HaShulchan on page Yud Ches, he wants to go in the opposite direction. He wants to say that maybe the Mechaber is choosing eggs, not fish, because the Mechaber holds that l'chatchila, I should cool everything down. Ken zayin that by fish, where I certainly will have bittul, so I don't have to even cool everything down l'chatchila. Only by eggs do I have to cool everything down l'chatchila. That's his argument. Okay. Be it as it may, L'maisa the Mechaber holds like the Rabbeinu Baruch says the Torah's Chatos, and the Rama also says that the Ikar is like the Rabbeinu Baruch. But this doesn't solve all the problems in Judaism, because we have to know why exactly we are make all like the Rabbeinu Baruch. You see, we read the Rabbeinu Baruch inside. Rabbeinu Baruch said that he's Mekel based on Bittul Barayiv, right? And he combines it with the fact that since there's no Rotav, it won't answer the other fish. That's what Rabbeinu Baruch really says. But I read the Ramah, and the Ramah doesn't say that. The Ramah says that I'm Mekel for a different reason, because Lo Mechazkin on Isser. Lo Mechazkin on Isser means that Mehechitesi, you don't know where the Isser is. Do I know if the Isser remains at the end or the Isser came out at the beginning? I have no idea. Right? I know that originally there was Bittul B'Shishim with this Shrei fish, can they get everything else? Once I know originally that there was enough to be Bottle, so Lamaisa, I'll assume that's going to be Bottle. Lamechazkin an Isser. Right? That's really the reason that the Ramah gives. This reason of the Ramah, of Lo Mechazkin on Isser, is not what Rabbeinu Baruch says. It's also not what the Rash says. The Rash is quoted in the Beis Yosef as saying a Cheshbin, that the Isser is presumed to be Beroiv. Meaning, I have a myriad of fish left at the end, I'm worried that the one tray fish, maybe the one tray fish is here, maybe the one tray fish asked the other. No, we assume that if I have a rove and a miyot, the Isser is presumably in the rove, not in the miyot. Whether what the Rash says, that we assume that the Isser is berove, whether that's the same as the Rabbeinu Baruch or not, is worth thinking about. Rabbeinu Baruch is talking about cheshbin of bittul berove, no? It's like Rabbeinu Baruch says it's betalim baroyif. That's his lashon. Let's go slowly. What?
I just found, why is the Ramah not the Rash?
So the Ramah says that the cheshbon is lo mechazkin an iser. Lo mechazkin an iser means it sounds like that there's a cheskes heter, and cheskes heter means that what used to be aser, what used to be mutter, remains mutter. It's almost like safek kavosh. Same type of idea. I know that the keli used to be mutter here. The keli remains mutter. I know originally that the amount that the fish was going to be bottle, so it's mutter. So now also, I'm not sure if it's usher, if it's not usher. I follow the original chazaka, status quo. Lo mechazkin an iser, and it remains mutter.
Doesn't that mean that we're told that the dag tummy was in the rove?
That's not necessarily that we're told the dag tummy is in the rove. In fact, the Taz points out Sifkat and Dalet, that if I hold of the svar of lo mechazkin an iser, I'm going to be mekel not only in the dag, I'm going to make on Beitzim also. Remember, by Beitzim, I probably don't have a real rove, because people cook fewer eggs. Right? But even so, the sort of Lo Mechazkin on Isser means mutter. Now, this, of course, would lead to a stira in the Ramah, if I take this approach, you know? Because the Ramah was machmir on Safek Kavosh at the beginning of Kufhei, and the Ramah over here is saying, follow Chazaka, Lo Mechazkin on Isser. But whatever it means, Lamaisa, it's a different svara than the Rabbeinu Baruch is saying. The Rabbeinu Baruch is saying a svara of bittul, and the Rash is saying that we assume that the Isser is in the Rav, that may or may not be the same as bittul. The Gra, letter Dalet, the Gra assumes that the Rash's idea is very similar to what we had at the end of Kuf Aleph. If I have a whole bunch of chatichos, one of them is a chaticha ru'ila hiskabed, and it's not going to be bottle because it's chaticha ru'ila hiskabed. And then I'm choteh some of the chatichos, so I don't assume that the chaticha ru'ila hiskaped is the one that was cut, and therefore becomes batal. Even if I'm choytech rov, I don't assume, right, that the chaticha ru'ila hiskaped is going to be cut. I know that the one that was cut for sure is mutter, but the other ones I don't assume is mutter. That means that we are not tole that the iser is beroiv. Right? Even when I cut most of them, says the grub, based on that din in Kuf Aleph Sif Zayin, even if I cut most of them, I assume only those that were cut is going to be mutter. So I can't say over here that I assume that the iser ended up in the roiv. That's the gruz kasha on this din. It would seem, on that kasha, that he's not following the din of bittul barov, like the way Rabbeinu Baruch really said it, but the gra is working more with just an azlin on basarov idea. It's not a bittul barov idea. But the shach's, the impression you get from the shach in Sifkat and Aleph, is that the shach is treating the rash the same as the Rabbeinu Baruch. And the bittul barov idea is the same as that we're tole that the iser ended up where the rov is. Good? But both of them are different than the Ramah. Now, Lamaisa, if you read the Toras Chatos in Klal Nun Aleph, so the Toras Chatos is Mekol, but not based on the svaras that we have been saying until now. Right? We've been saying a svara of bittul barayv of the Rabbeinu Baruch, a svara that mistama the iser ended up barayv like the Rash. Right? The Ramah had his own svara. Okay, but the Ramah in the Torah Schatos has two different svaras which are worth focusing on. Two other reasons to be makel. One reason to be makel, the Ramah says, and the Shach quotes all of this in Nun in Sifkat and Aleph. One reason to be Mekel is based on the regular din of Nishbach that we encounter at the beginning of Simin Tzadiches. The din of Nishbach basically is, if I have an Isser, and I'm not sure if there's Shishim or not, so I'm Mekel. Right? It's spilled. I don't know if I had Shishim. I'm Mekel. Here also, I don't know if it's going to be Bato. It's not going to be Bato. I don't know when the Isser came out, the beginning came out, the end. So therefore, I assume it's going to be bottle. That's one svar the Ramah has in Tzadiches. A second svar that the Ramah has in Simin Tzadiches—that's one svar that the Ramah has in Toras Chatos, based on the idea in Simin Tzadiches of Nishbach. The second svar that the Ramah has in Toras Chatos is based on the din in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph later on. In Kuf Yud Aleph, we encounter the following idea. Let's say a piece of Isser falls into one of two pots. I don't know which pot it fell into. But I do know that I'm going to mix these pots together afterwards. Simin Kuf Yud Aleph tells me that, okay, you're going to mix it together afterwards, therefore it's mutter now. At least the Ramah writes in Makom Hefse Meruba. At least in Hefse Meruba, since it's going to be mixed together, it's all going to be mutter. That means I anticipate what will happen in the future. Everything will be mixed together, and then there'll be enough to be mevatalet. Right? Two pots. There's not enough to be mevatalet in this pot, not enough in this pot. But I know I'm going to mix the two pots together. It's going to be mutter, at least for Makom Hefse Meruba. Here also, everything is going to be mixed together and all is said and done. So therefore, it's enough to be mekel. That's what the Ramah has in Teres Chatos. Both of these ideas of the Ramah, however, the Shach takes issue with. And the Shach says, both of these svaras, the svara of Nishbach and the svara of Simen Kuf Yud Aleph, that everything gets mixed together, these svaras we only say on Dirabonans. We don't say these svaras when I'm dealing with an Isser D'Oraisa. And the Taz and Sifkat and Dalet also says this, that I don't say these svaras when it comes to the D'Oraisas. If that's the case, so Zok the Shach, in our scenario, I have a dag tame with a dag tahar. Is that an Isser D'Oraisa? That's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Zok the Shach, he thinks it's an Isser d'oraisa, because that's min b'she'eino mino. Remember, I'm only mekel on nishpach if it's min b'mino, because it's a suffek d'rabbanon in that case. By min b'she'eino mino, it's suffek d'oraisa amachmir. The shach says, when I have dag tomei, in the taruvis with dag tahar, the dag tomei has a different taste. You think a crab tastes the same as a whitefish? No idea. But zak nishach, no, has a different taste. If it has a different taste, therefore, min b'she'eino mino, therefore I have to be machmir on the nishbach case. And I can't say the svara of the Torah Schatos. And the din in Kuf Yud Aleph also, that's only by a drabbanon. Is a drabbanon falls into one of two parts, you mix it together after. Okay, then I'm mekel. And the Shach says, by the way, and even you tell me that's an Isser Drabbanon in this case because the nature of the Isser, let's say a Beitza that has dam in it, right? That's only going to be Isser Drabbanon. Beitza Sefroach, right? It's a machlokes between the Rashba and the Sefer Truma, but it's Doraisa Drabbanon. Let's assume it's Drabbanon, but the Shach is inclined that by Min B'She'eino Min, even on the Drabbanon, you have to be Machmer and Nishbach. So the Shach basically says you can't use these svaras of the Torah Schatos. Good? Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir, they really hated each other, Rebbe Kiva and the Beis Meir. I mean, I guess they loved each other, but they used to disagree about a lot of things. So Rebbe Kiva Eger writes as a chiddush. By the way, I agreed to the Beis Meir in the correspondence, right, which is that Dag Tomei and Dag Tohar is considered min b'mino, not min b'she'eino mino. That's what Rebbe Kiva Eger has over here. And we have the Beis Meir also printed on the bottom of our Shulchan Aruch. Sipping a raya from a Rashi and Daf Tzadi Zayin. Very nice. Okay.
Also, if we're talking Yavish B'Yavish, wouldn't it be...
If we're talking about Yavish B'Yavish, but Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'She'eino Mino requires Shisha Midrabbanon.
Rebbe Midrabbanon, though.
And Ochanami. But it's a Vadai Isser. You're saying because it's a suffix whether I have Shishim. Kenegdo. Because why? Because I poured out the liquid? No. In the tzir of the Mechaber and the Ramah, everything that I had originally, I have at the end. I'm just pouring slowly. So everything that used to be here, right? So there is enough to be mevatalit at the end. And the Mechaber and the Ramah tzir. It's only the Shach tzir that I'm draining the liquid before. I'm draining out the liquid. One second. But the fact is, there's a fundamental machlokes here between the Shach and Rebbe Kiva Eger Beis Meir as to whether Dag Tomei and Dag Tahar is going to say Min B'Mino, Min B'She'eino Mino. That machlokes is something that we spoke about way back when, no? In the Kuntres Achron and Dach Achron, there was a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz. Remember, the Heiliger Rama paskind that when I look at Min B'mino, Min B'she'eino Mino, I follow Basar Shema, not Basar Taima, right? And everyone asks, like, what are you smoking? How do you say you follow Basar Shema? The din is that Tam Ke'ikr is a din da'i rai, so that Tam is Tam, right? You follow Basar Taima, that's everyone's kasha. So the Taz came up with the Einfall. The Taz says that he thinks that the reason why you follow Shema is because there's only a small discrepancy between the Tamim. And when there's a small discrepancy between the Tamim, so in that situation, you don't follow Tam. Comes along the Shach, and the Shach says, Rabbi Taz, you're a nice Jew and all that, but you're wrong, because even the tiniest discrepancy between the Tamim is enough to trigger Tam Ke'ikr D'Oraisa. No? That was the Shach. So it would seem that perhaps the machlokas here between the Shach and Rebbe Kiva Eger / Beis Meir is the Shach is Lashitaso. Now the Shach holds that when I have a small discrepancy between Tamim, that is enough to make it Min B'She'eino Mino. But the, right, and the Dag Tomei and the Dag Tahar, again, I don't know, I don't eat fish generally, I just don't like the way it tastes. But if there is a difference in the Dag Tomei and Dag Tahar, I can say that the difference is very minor. Shach says it doesn't matter. That's still Min B'She'eino Mino. Rebbe Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir assume that no, a minor difference, like the Taz says, a minor difference in that situation, we don't assume that the Tam is what's really relevant. I follow Rasul Shema in that case. Yeah, but they're both fish. Right? People don't, they call it a fish. You don't say it's a dog tummy, a dog, right? You call it a fish. So therefore, right, the Rebbe Akiva Eger and the Beis Meir might be assuming that we follow that the minor difference over here is not enough to trigger a real difference. Now, if that's the case, so this, of course, is relevant to what we spoke about way back when, in terms of whether Basar Kachosh and Basar Shamein is considered, right, the same Tamer. Now, we had all of those fancy cases in the Prima Godem, right, which we said might be talking about Machlokas Shach and Taz, the way we put everything together. So this Shach has to be added to that conversation as well. The Megillah Sefer makes this point on page Reish Lamed Beis, I think. I think we're saying much more about it than he's saying, but I think that's a relevant point as well. There's a little bit more to say about this topic. I'm not sure. I don't know if we're going to have shir tomorrow. On Thursday, ideally, I would like to start Kuf Tes. The question is whether I should make one or two more ha'ars in Kuf Zayin. I feel like I'm beginning to get an understanding of Kuf Zayin, but it might take me a full year to really understand it. So we're trying. Thank you for listening, guys.